Hundreds showed up for a Stand Against Hate rally today on Independence Mall, hoping to unite residents and faith communities following recent vandalism at a Jewish cemetery in northeast Philadelphia. Details from WHYY's Bobby Allen.
Despite the whipping winds, the crowd joined in folk songs and waved signs that read, "Hate has no home here and choose love." Governor Tom Wolf said the vandals who toppled more than 100 headstones at the Mount Carmel Cemetery were cowards. He also condemned the nationwide bomb threats targeting Jewish centers, including locations in Philadelphia, New Jersey, and Delaware.
They will fail in their attempts to instill fear in all of us.
For Mayor Jim Kenney, the Mount Carmel incident felt personal. Growing up in South Philly, he said, was about two-thirds Irish Catholic and about one-third Jewish.
And we were all crazy.
As he walked through the cemetery to assess the damage, he was reminded of the Jewish doctors, dentists, and grocers who surrounded him growing up and became part of the fabric of the city he now leads.
That denigration and that attack was on them, and it was on my childhood, and it was on my neighborhood. And it's cowardly.
Opposite the stage, droves of people held signs, like Shelley Leppendorf. Her children attended Kaiserman JCC in Wynwood, which was evacuated recently following a bomb threat.
People seem to feel like they have more license to commit hate crimes today than they did a year ago. And I think that Trump has fueled that.
Although President Trump condemned anti-Semitic attacks in his speech to Congress, Leppendorf says the president should take a loud and clear stand every day, not just when he's on national television. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.